Lyndon Armitage asks,
what does it take to become a Gryffindor at Hogwarts?
Well, I can't give you too much advice on that, because I have not seen those movies.
I actually didn't watch Harry Potter, like any of them, or read the books, so I don't know.
Study really hard, be a good student, get good grades.
Watch all the Harry Potter movies and see what all the Gryffindors do.
You have to have courage and be brave and just wear a lot of red and gold.
It just takes you being strong-hearted and just brave and noble, because you gotta be a beast.
Be a nice, good person, because Gryffindors are nice, good people that have to overcome difficulties, but they're heroes.
Meloncat wants to... Oh, I love that username.
How do I convince my friends the rumors going on about me are not true?
Be mature and move on.
Act like you've never heard the rumors. Never acknowledge the rumors. Never talk about the rumors.
Try to find out who started those rumors and be like, why did you say that about me?
Go to the source of the rumors and say you want to have a chat and discuss what they're about, why are they doing this?
Many times it's just because they're jealous of you, so they'll make up a rumor to try and put you down. But ignore them.
You just tell them they're not true. They're your friends. They'll believe you.
Tell them that you don't like that, or you can say you're not going to be their friend anymore.
Tell them that they're not true, and if they don't believe you, then they're not your true friends.
If they are good friends, they're going to believe you. If they think that you're lying, then they might not be the best friends for you.
You don't really even have to. If you know for sure the rumors aren't true about you, then don't give in, because that's how they win.
Your real friends, they'll know, like, how you roll and what's true and what's not without even asking you, okay? So don't even worry about that. Keep your circle small.